The windows of heaven are open now. Somebody's file will be open today in heaven. If you are the one, let me hear that amen again. If you are the one, your hand, your hand, your hand. If you are the one, use your hand and worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
Windows of heaven are open. Blessings are falling to heaven.
Joy, joy, joy.
Joy, joy. Joy in my heart. For Jesus is everything.
Oh, yes, I gave him.
Oh, I gave him my whole heart.
He gave me a robe of pure white.
He gave me a robe of pure white.
That's why I'm
happy.
One more time.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Windows of heaven are open.
Blessings are falling to me.
Joy, 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 joy,
joy, joy,
joy,
joy in my heart.
Jesus
is everything.
I gave him
my whole heart.
He gave me a robe of pure
white. He gave me a robe of pure white.
Hallelujah, the windows of heaven are open.
Blessings are falling to me.
Joy, joy, joy,
joy, joy in my heart. Jesus is everything.
Oh yes, I gave him
my heart.
He gave me a robe of your
heart. He gave me a robe of your
heart.
He gave me today on the
Say,
for Jesus makes everything right.
He gave me a robe of your life.
He gave me a robe of your life. That's why I'm happy.
Your hand again. Your hand. Worship the Lord with your hand. Everybody. Hallelujah.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated one moment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to, correct a misconception about water baptism. I've received calls from several people. Just also earlier in the day, somebody called me. You are worried. You said that you have done your water baptism, but you still found out that your old nature is still there. And you are confused. You are worried. You thought that after water baptism, now all this nyama nyama around you should stop. And you are asking me, what you have to do, what else, what will I do? You are worried. I want to correct that today. Church, listen. Water baptism does not stop you from committing sin. Amen. And even before I go ahead, somebody here, if you have not yet, you're a Christian, you've not yet had the opportunity to do your water baptism. Can I see your hand up if there's anybody here tonight? Can you stand up, sir? Stand up. Let me see you. One, two. Who again? You've not baptized anywhere at all. Even when they born you, even your Catholic godmother, godfather did not baptize you. Even for your Catholic church. Infant baptism, they didn't baptize you. How many? Can I find out from that brother at the back there? Let me find out. Sir, which church do you attend?
I attended Redeem Church.
Redeem?
Yes.
For how long have you been there?
I've been for a long time now.
How long?
For 5 years.
Eh?
5 years.
5 years?
Yes.
And you have not yet received water baptism?
Yes.
Can I know why you have not been baptized?
They used to ask me.
Eh?
They used to ask.
They used to ask.
Those who have not baptized.
And
they should raise up their hands.
And I said, then why did you not baptize?
Due to nature of my job.
Okay. So the day rapture take place, that'll be a very good excuse, isn't it? Thank you, nature of your job. Be seated, sir. What of you?
I just not do the baptism.
Eh?
I just not do.
You are just disobedient.
Yes.
You are a disobedient Christian.
Yes, sir.
Do you pay your tithe?
Sometimes I pay. Not every time.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you drink beer?
Yes.
Are you married?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, you are a sinner?
Yes.
You're a very interesting person. Which church do you attend?
Well, anytime, my wife always go to church.
Eh?
My wife always go to church. But me, I don't go.
Your wife normally go to church?
Yes.
But you don't go?
Anytime I like.
Anytime you like?
Yes.
You'll be sinner through.
Yes.
Okay, God bless you, sinner, sinner.
Amen.
What of that brother there?
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
I dey go to Catholic church, sir.
You attend Catholic church?
Yes, sir.
When did you start attending Catholic church?
Almost 5 years, sir.
5 years?
Yes, sir.
Before you were going to Catholic church, which church were you going to?
Not church, sir.
Eh?
None of church I was going to, sir.
So how were you worshipping God?
No beast.
Eh? How were you worshipping God?
I know they go to church, sir.
So, what made you to start coming to this church? Now, what did bring you here this night?
Because I love this church, sir.
What did make you love this church?
I love the more way they are preaching.
The way they are preaching?
And the more way they are teaching people about water baptism, sir.
Okay, let me ask this sinner. This sinner. This sinner. I forgot to ask you one question. You know they go to church. What did make you come to this church today?
It's one of my uncle. He always come to our workshop and discuss with us that we should follow him to his church. I said, okay.
Okay, he just said you should follow into a church today.
Yes.
So he said, fine.
Yes.
Now, do you believe in God?
Yes.
Do you know there is hell?
I know.
You know there is a lake of fire?
Yes.
What is the lake of fire for?
It's for a sinner.
So, you... you didn't answer me well. You will have said lake of fire is for me.
No.
I... I asked you, are you a sinner? You say yes. I say, lake of fire is for who? You say it's for sinners.
Yes.
So you will have just said lake of fire is for me.
No, sir.
No, it's for you.
No, sir.
But you're a sinner.
I don't want to go to hellfire.
You don't want to go to hellfire?
Yes.
You will not go to hellfire in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today, God will arrest you like a rat in his hand.
Amen.
You will never escape from him again in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your own Christianity will overtake your wife in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sit down first, and they come to you after. Who again? Hey, that sister. Let me hear you. That sister, which church should they go? Which church do you attend?
I attended Overcomers Christian Mission when I was in the East, but when I came to Lagos, I attended Glorious.
Okay. Why have you not been baptized?
Well, when I was in the East, I wanted to be baptized, but during the time they did it, I was sick. So I wasn't opportune.
Sick people don't baptize?
I couldn't walk.
Okay, you were at home. You couldn't move. Okay.
But when I came to Lagos and to Glorious, I did not like their system of doing it, so I don't want to do it there.
Is this your first time of coming here?
No, sir.
Since when did you start coming here?
Since January.
And you have not been baptized? You have not even been baptized, not even here. Okay, you come only Friday night. Have you ever attended our Tuesday program?
Once.
And you still didn't see the need to baptize that day? Okay, you are a non-believer.
No, sir.
God bless you, be seated. Somebody is still standing there? Yes, let's hear you.
I have not been baptized.
Which church do you attend?
I attend Deeper Life.
Deeper Life?
Yeah.
Where do you baptize? How long have you been in Deeper Life?
I was born there.
When it was time for your mother to give birth, she went to Deeper Life Church and gave birth to you there?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay. God bless you. Be seated. Deeper Life. What of you, sister? Which church they attend?
Before. It was Hope of Glory.
Before?
4 years back.
Now, uncle?
Now, Heavenly Rays.
Heavenly Rays. That's it.
For a month now.
That's a beautiful name. The name of your church is Heavenly Race.
For a month now. So.
For 1 month now.
Yes.
Okay, today's your first time coming here?
No. No, this is not my first time.
Okay. So why have you not been baptized?
It's due to my work, my job.
Your work?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You people work on Sundays also?
No. From Monday to Saturday.
Okay. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Be seated. You know, sister, let me just ask you again. Your place of work, if you fall sick on a working day, will you take permission to go to the hospital?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Why? Because, you know, if you don't take excuse, if you don't go and treat yourself, you will die.
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Now, because you don't want to die, so you will excuse yourself, walk that day.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. There's a revelation that you will have concerning your eternal destination, that if you catch it, you'll be ready to sacrifice your walk one day under any excuse, even if it means you telling lies to be absent so that you go and baptize. Now, why I make reference to that is because many of us, many people who go to church don't even know the importance or even the meaning of water baptism. Particularly the importance of water baptism. And it is so because the preachers themselves who preach, they do not themselves know the importance of water baptism. Therefore, it is not an important part of the messages they preach. It's not important. But if you come to this church, we tell you the importance of water baptism. And listen, church, you are not yet a Christian if you have not baptized. Water baptism. Listen, it's so important. You are, in fact, God does not know you if you have not received your water baptism. All your tithes and your offering you were paying, God does not know about it. All the prayers you are praying, praise the Lord. You, if you ever go to church and you receive any answer to your prayer, it is like Jesus Christ. That woman told Jesus Christ, the crumbs that fall from the children's table is what you are picking. That's all. Or it is just God's own word, way of calling your attention to Him. Water baptism after your repentance, that is the first step you take. Three works of grace. Justification. Sanctification. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Every one of us Christians that we come to Christ, you must pass through these three stages. Praise the Lord. So that is the beginning of your Christian journey, Christian life. So why will you say you're a Christian? So what made you to be a Christian? Just change of address? Change of place of worship from a shrine to a church? Eh? That's sinner. I want you to listen to me very well. What's your name, sir? So I will not be calling you sinner.
Mr. Tola.
Tola.
Olushola.
Olushola. Thank you. Olushola, listen very well. Amen. You just told me now that you don't want to go to the lake of fire, or your own language, hellfire. You know that there is a fire waiting for unbelievers. You know. So you have no excuse on the day of judgment. Because you know that there is hellfire for sinners. And you know you are a sinner. And you are not doing anything over it. You are sitting down. Because the truth is, you have not yet understood that you are playing with a serious matter that concerns your life. I want to just say this. I am targeting those who don't even know what they are doing when they go for that water baptism. Listen, church. Water baptism, I repeat, water baptism does not stop you from committing sin. This is what stops you from committing sin. Amen. This is what stops you from committing sin. Listen very well. Because some people, after they enter the water, they come out. As they go out, they are continuing their normal lifestyle. This is the only reason why you don't commit sin. Now, you see a woman, a young girl. I have given this example before. You see a young girl because I told you, I said, somebody came to me and said that he's a homosexual. Please, I should pray for him. Another one came to me. He said, Pastor, my only problem is fornication. If I see a woman, I don't know what happened until I finish. And I didn't pray for them. No prayer will stop you from committing fornication. No deliverance will stop you from committing fornication. Nothing like that. The truth about it is this. God is wiser than you, man. What you are doing is that you are so insincere until you now want to place yourself in a position where you will say, I've told God now that this is my weakness. I've told him to take it away. So, if you don't take it away, what do you want me to do? I have told God that this is my weakness. So, you want to be smart so that you will continue in your evil. You are saying, God, I have told you, conduct deliver. How many times? Prophet, this one, pray for me. The thing no go. Pastor Moses, pray for me. The thing no go. I go mountain, dry fast. The thing no go. I go mountain of fire. The thing no go. So, now God, now don't tell you now. So, you see. Any pastor, listen to me, deliverance minister. It's not every case that comes to you that you should begin to in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise the Lord. That same man that is saying body, if he see woman, he charge. A brother told me that he was traveling from Abuja to Lagos and they jam armed robbers on the way. And they robbed the whole bus. He said that right before his presence there, in the night bus, that a woman, a young girl, they were trying to, one of them wanted to rape a young girl in the bus. And the young girl was saying that please, I am bleeding, I'm in my menses. The guy said, shut up. The man was charged, isn't it? He was charged. He said, oh yeah, open, let me see. Then we touch. When he shined it, he saw blood. He said, okay. Then he left her. But you were charged. So there is something that can discharge you. So we are not sincere. I have said it and I will continue to say it. God created us and gave man a very strong willpower. Anything you don't like, you will not do it. And anything you like, nothing can stop you from doing it. By that same will power. That is why God, with your conscience, is going to judge you. Even you who refuse to go to church. He's going to use your conscience to judge you. I repeat, there is nothing you are doing that if you want to stop, that you say, I cannot stop. It's a lie. It's a lie. Including cigarettes. Including alcohol. If you see a man that is drinking and becomes an alcoholic, and he says, stop now. He says, he cannot. When nobody there around, he will stop us. He's addicted. He's not addicted. First and foremost, find out what is it that is making him to get drunk. He has seen that he has no hope on earth here. He is useless. He knows he cannot make it, so he wants people to say his inability to make it na drink, so that they will be saying he's a drunkard. Then also another drunkard also is that he has lost all hope, so he wants to do something that will take his life. It is suicide he's committing. He knows that if this thing he's doing will kill him, and he's ready to die. That is why he's doing it. The day you call that man and gives him hope to live, it will not be by prayer. He will stop it. He will stop drinking. Praise the Lord. So, listen. What is it that makes you to stop committing sin after you have gone for water baptism? It's only one thing. Is that you have decided within yourself with your willpower to repent. That's why the formula for conversion. Peter, can we screen it? Acts chapter 2, verse 36, 37, 38. On the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, 36. The day of Pentecost, after Peter preached to those bunch of sinners, like Olushola, this is what Peter said. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard Peter's sermon, what happened to them? What happened? They were pricked in their heart. That is where it begins. They were pricked in their hearts. They were pricked in their hearts. And then they said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, because they were pricked, men and brethren, what shall we do? Now this is where true conversion begins. There was something that Peter preached that disturbed their hearts. What was it that Peter preached? Peter preached and let them know who Jesus is. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Brother, every human being on earth, Olushola, all have sinned. Olushola and me, we all of us, we are all sinners. You don't drink beer. Me, I drink. Maybe I drink past yourself. And the way anybody, when they drink beer, they chase woman, whether you marry or not. Eh? Because once you drink, finish, your head go the. I just, now because you say you're married, so I held up so that I will not create problem for you and your wife at home. That's why I didn't ask you whether you're the chase woman for outside. Because if you know, you will tell me the truth. And it may create problem at home. That's why I not ask that question. But the way I see your eye. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm not only speaking to him. I'm speaking to somebody sitting down listening to me. Man or woman. Maybe somebody watching me on air now. Somebody watching me on air. I'm sure. Because somebody told me that her husband was a drunkard until they came across our channel, television channel. The man has repented. You know, they drink again. He said her marriage, God just rearranged the marriage. He said the message of Sunday, that I preached on Sunday, said the husband sat down there was hearing it. Amen. Because on Sunday we taught the men a secret that even a research from an American university confirmed. And I read what the research said here. That If you want to have a peaceful home, a prosperous home, a long-lasting marriage, he said that the men should make the wife happy. That your progress is tied to the happiness or otherwise of your wife. And we saw that it is scriptural as we read some scriptures. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm believing that I'm talking to some drunkards, some smokers, some thieves. Saw the children of God gathering on Friday night. They said they enter, they come. You sit down, look one kind, look. They go thief your purse, thief your phone. Disappear. Bible called them children of Belial, serpent seeds. Have no fear of God. Now, so you have to catch it. If there's anybody here, you went for water baptism otherwise than what I am saying now, so that you will go back again and rebaptize. Now, of course, so many of us, we enter the water baptism. Let me quickly tell you this. Why I say it's not water. Personally, you know my history. I gave my life to Christ inside the prison yard. And I was there for about 1 year after I gave my life to Christ, before I was released. And then it was after I was released that I had the opportunity now to go for water baptism, because they could not baptize you inside the prison yard. Okay. But within that 1 year, something happened to me. I became changed. So it's not the water baptism that changed me. It was not the water baptism that changed me. Apostle Paul spoke of godly sorrow that worketh repentance. Will Abraham title a message he preached, "Be convinced and concerned"? And I preached my own. I added something there. Convinced and convicted. If you are not yet convinced, you will not be convicted. And it is when you are convicted that you become concerned. Convinced of what? Convinced that as a drunkard, as a womanizer, as a sinner, the lake of fire is waiting for me. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The soul that sinneth shall die. And every human being, praise the Lord, we are all heading for hell fire until Isaiah said hell has enlarged her coast, because many more people are walking towards hell. But, hallelujah. So, the question is, Brother Olushola, Shola, if you die today, where will you find yourself at the estate that you are in? Answer me.
It's because I don't want to go to a fire. That is why I come to church now.
That's why you come to church now.
Yes.
No, you say your friends, just say make you follow, you come, then you follow and come.
I think that when I go to church, I will repent.
Okay. Yeah. Praise God. That's very good. As a clap your hands for him now. That's very good. We were all like that. Now, let me tell you this. Olushola,
sir.
As you are like this, do you know the day you will die?
I don't.
Eh?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yes.
And no human being knows the day he will die. Now the next question is, I don't know when I can die.
Yes.
And the way even the world is now, you never can tell. So many people leave house and they don't come back. I mean, you hear all manner of things. Now the question is, if I die now, Olushola, if you die now, certainly the way you are now,
yes.
Eh? You know, say no preacher has spoken to you like this before. If you die now, straight expressway, fire.
Sir, because I did church, if I die now, I will go to heaven.
No! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No! If you die now, you are not going to heaven because you are inside church. No! Because witches, then they go church.
Yes.
Armed robbers, then they go church. Thieves, they go church. Even fornicators, then they go church. Maybe one sister, when she's not here now, if they live with one man, when they take care of her, we never pay in dowry. But she still go church. Do you understand? So, it is not about church. It is about Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now listen. This is what you must know. I want you to know this. Ah, now the prayer of your wife, now I catch you so. I'm sure your wife don't pray tire for you. Today, God will catch you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Is your wife here today?
No.
Ah, you will go tell her more. Praise the Lord. Which church your wife they go?
Mountain of Fire.
Mountain of Fire. Aye! You don't pray for your head. Ah! You don't pray for your head. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is there prayer point when they pray for Mountain of Fire? If your husband's head not correct, what should happen to him? Change by fire. Change by fire. Change by fire. Because they're not going to say my husband die. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You must change by fire.
Amen.
And what I am saying it, though we are laughing, is serious matter.
Yes.
I'm telling you, sir. I've told you now, I was worse than you. Worse than you. Are you rich?
Sir.
How many cars do you have?
Only one.
One. How many houses do you have?
One.
One house.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are a businessman?
Auto electrician.
You are on your own?
Yes.
You are on your own?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Auto electrician.
Yeah.
See, at the age of 26 years old, I was already a flight lieutenant in the Air Force. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was in charge of their money here in Lagos. So, if na woman, nyafu nyafu. If na any drink, na kotonu, would they go bring and come? Okay? Every Friday, I did nightclub, every weekend, nightclub. You don't reach that level?
I never reach.
Okay. And yet, something happened that made me stop all those things. I realized one day that I was living a useless life. If I die now, where will I go? Where will I go? I did a life that you live without this question. That if I die, is that the end of life? There is life after life. Why? The Bible says, every man shall give account of himself before God. So, one day, every one of us will stand before our Maker and we will tell him how we live our life here on earth. So, Olusola, if you die now, you will meet your Maker. What account will you give of the life that you lived here on earth? Everything that he said we should not do, you were doing it. And so that was the condition that all of us are. That while we were yet sinners, God made a way for us through the cross of Calvary. The death that we should die, Jesus died that death for us. The price that we should pay for our sins, he paid the price on the cross on Calvary. He suffered all he suffered. Shile, can you just give us a clip of it? Let him just watch a dramatization of what Jesus Christ went through on the cross on Calvary. And he did it not for himself. He had to do it. All that he was going through was what we will have gone through. But he did it to save us, to pay the price for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Praise the Lord. He said, who will believe our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Isaiah 53 says so. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The arm of the Lord, he stretched forth his hand to the sinners. Jesus Christ became the sacrificial lamb. Hallelujah. To pay the sacrifice for mankind. Human beings don't know what happened on the day of that Jesus Christ died on the cross on Calvary. See what he went through on the cross. He did it for me. Watch the screen.
What does the cross of Jesus mean? It's more than songs we sing. Yeah. Much more than that emblem on your chain. But it means I'm free, yes, from the chains of slavery. And the blood it shed won't let my sins remain. Oh my, upon the cross my Savior died. The Lamb was crucified. Showed us love that this world had never known. Oh, what love divine, so divine, true love you never so that we might live, love came and died alone. Hallelujah. Well, the cross will always represent the love God had. The Lord of glory gave all on Calvary. He did it just for me. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Came and did just for me. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Just for me. Died on Calvary. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, Jesus came. Did us. We're ever grateful, say now just for me. God.